Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
I want you to think with me about a firehouse and everything that goes on inside a firehouse. You know, the firemen inside that firehouse, they all have responsibilities. There are individuals in that firehouse who do the cooking, and they make sure that there's a breakfast and a lunch and dinner every day for the firemen. There's people who maintain the cleaning and keep the firehouse spotless and well-organized and things of that nature. And then there's people who take care of all the fire hoses and the fire trucks themselves. But yet, at the end of the day, when that bell rings, it doesn't matter what the responsibilities of the firehouse are. They're all firemen, and they all leave to do their main job, and that's to protect people and to put out fires. Now, what about the Christian life? What does that mean for us? We all have different responsibilities, don't we? Some of us might be preachers or pastors. Some of us might be Sunday school teachers or children's church workers. Some of us might be prayer warriors or givers that God has given us the ability to give financially or even just with our time. We all have different responsibilities, but that's not our main business. I like what Jesus Christ said to his people before he ascended back into heaven in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said this, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth." You see, God may give us the talents and the abilities to have different responsibilities, but may I remind you, at the end of the day, we are all soul winners. And our main business is to go out into our Jerusalem and our Judea and Samaria and then into the uttermost parts of the world and tell people about a Savior who loves them and wants to save them. I don't know what your responsibility is, but I want to challenge you to never lose your main focus on the souls of men.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.